What do you call the overlapping boards on the outside of a wooden house?
Well, now, that's your lap, of course. That's a, called a quarter of a, not quite a quarter of an inch lap, because you do that to keep the rain from beating in, and by lapping that board,
yeah,
it make the water run down.
Well,
that's siding, now that's outside and siding,
okay,
of your house.
What do you call the covered area at the front or the side of a house where some chairs might be placed?
Well, it could be in your front room or your dining room. Or
well, now, a place that's got a roof on it but no sides, and you might put some chairs out there and sit in the cool.
Well, you could call us around and see what you should. This got a top on it?
Yeah.
Well, we call it, what you should say, we have chairs and things out there in the cool. Said it, I don't know what to name it. I should go about to name that.
Well, would you call it a front shed or a front porch or?
Well, if you have if it's on a porch, sometimes, most of the time, that's why I was wondering, it's just a shed over it. But if it got a sign on it, you would say front porch. Because you're still, a lot of times you got the front porch, but you'll have a screen in around.
Yeah. Okay.
You see.
What do you call a small porch that doesn't have a roof on it?
I don't know what you said you call that, because it's a roof on it. They just call it a little shed or step to do one.
What do you call a small fenced area next to a barn where the cows are enclosed before milking?
Well, you call it a little small pasture around the barn. They keep you coming until you get through milking them.
Okay. Have you heard this area called a cow break or a cow lot or a cow pen?
Well, yeah, sure.
Well, now, would that be the same thing as...
Well, I don't know, it's a little different. See, you'd have a cut-off lot there for you to get your cows in to milk. And in your cow pen, you may have a big lot out there. All the rest of the cow can continue feeding, but you put in so much in the small lot to go into the barn to milk.
Uh-huh.
Till you done milk that group, then you put another group in.
Okay.
That's why you got a small cutoff for that
part.
Okay.
What do you call a wall or a fence that's made out of rocks or stones?
A stone fence or a rock fence, either one.
Okay. Stone fence or rock fence. What do you call a large wooden vessel that's open at the top and it's got a handle on it and you can carry water or milk in it?
A pail.
Okay. Would you call it the same thing if it was made out of metal?
No, it should be a bucket or something like that.
All right. What do you call the heavy iron thing that's used in the kitchen for frying things on the stove?
A frying pan or a skillet, either one you could use.
Well, now, would there be a difference between a frying pan?
Yeah, you've got a skillet is a iron pot that you've got a top one that you can cook any kind of meat in.
Uh-huh.
And you got a top one with that frying pan. Your fry thing, you haven't got a top, but you can put a pan on top of them, but that moves for fry.
Well, now, does the frying pan have a big side on it or a little side?
Well, it's a small size and big size.
I mean, the sides going around the edges.
That's what I said.
Yeah,
it's not so deep, but if you can get a large size one and a small size one.
Okay.
You get one very small, you can get a 12, 10 inch, or 6 inch, or, you know.
Uh-huh.
Different size.
Well, now, what would be cooked in a skillet, say, that wouldn't be cooked in a frying pan?
You can cook rice, you can cook greens, you can cook peas.